The Fenimore Art Museum is currently filled with a wide range of exciting exhibits featuring world-renowned artists such as Ansel Adams, Toulouse-Lautrec, and James Abbott McNeil Whistler, among many, many others. There are six very cool exhibits that are taking place and will be taking place throughout the summer. I want to get into all of them, and we do so with Fenimore Art Museum curators Michelle Murdoch and Chris Rossi, who join us this morning live in Studio A to tell us more. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning,
Jeff. Lovely to have you both here.
Great to be here.
So let us begin with you, Chris, as to how these particular exhibits came about.
Well, you know, we work on exhibits years ahead of time. We've been talking about bringing Whistler to the Fenimore for some time, and Adams is a perennial favorite and always happy to have him back in the building. And then we had an opportunity to get the Toulouse-Lautrec exhibit from a museum in Greece, of all places. And who could say no to Lautrec, especially when the opera is putting on La Boheme?
Right. And this also includes costumes, is that
true?
Yes,
yeah. From the Met. And that's always lots of fun because I get to go down to the Metropolitan Opera Archives and look through the boxes with the archivist. And we've pulled out five costumes, ranging from Caruso to Richard Tucker, and they're amazing.
How much do you, Michelle, as a museum, try to keep your eye around as to what is happening globally in Cooperstown that you can include within the exhibits that you're doing?
Absolutely. We always keep an eye on what other museums are exhibiting, what people are interested in. We look to blogs and websites to get a sense of the hot artists at the moment. That's what is happening, of course, with Adams and Whistler in this case, and like Chris said, Lautrec with the Association with the opera.
And so the idea that this isn't coincidence that you have this and then they're doing La Boheme.
No,
right?
that's
all on purpose.
Yes, absolutely, it's on purpose. Every year we partner with the Glimmerglass Festival to try to have programming to accompany what they are producing every year. So this year, we, like Chris said, we have Boheme, and in years past, we've had costumes from other productions.
So, Chris, as you said, then you get to do what sounds like an annual trek down to the Met, which sounds very fun.
It has been, and it's always a delight to see what they have down there.
When you put the exhibitions together, do you always look for, does it work for you to have such a large, six is a lot of exhibits.
It is a very ambitious exhibit schedule, and we've been working our tails off. But this year, I think it pays off because there are six amazing exhibitions.
What does six allow you to do? You could you do, you don't have to do six.
Of course
you
not.
Could do three.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Larger exhibits, right?
Right. Well, we do have a limited season. Like a lot of upstate attractions, the bulk of our visitation comes during the summer.
Right.
And so we want to present our guests with a large variety of art, ranging from folk art to fine art to decorative arts to illustration to photography. So there's something that appeals to our diverse audience.
Talk a little bit, Chris, about the diversity of that audience and how you try to accommodate that in the programming.
Well, it's interesting. We have our local audience, our supporters who live close by. We have folks coming from places like Albany, an easy day trip, to a wonderful museum. We've got opera goers. We've got people that are coming for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And we've got baseball widows, as I like to call them sometimes. Folks who've had just a little too much baseball and are happy to come over and see what we're offering. So we really do have a wide audience. And this year we've got pretty much something for everybody with the opera crowd and the costumes. Lautrec, Adams, as I said, is such a favorite. And then we have a local artist as well. So Bob Schneider's work is on display. So we really have something for everyone.
So let's go through some of the exhibits, and then whoever, of the two of you would like to take these on, let me know. But beginning with Ansel Adams, and it is early works. This runs through September 18th. Tell us a little bit about that exhibit.
Sure. Ansel Adams, as Chris keeps saying, is a perennial favorite, and I think the majority of folks know of his very large-scale, high-gloss, very very, very black and white prints, which we did exhibit in 2007 to great success. And we wanted to revisit Adams by showing his early career. So these are prints that he made between 1923 and the very early 1950s.
When and then how many works ultimately are there?
There's about 40 pieces in that show.
That's beautiful. Okay. You also mentioned Robert Schneider, and this is a New York View country landscapes. So what's included in that show?
These are landscapes by local artist Bob Schneider. They're vistas that, I think people might recognize, open fields, the rolling hills, the Catskills. We've got, I want to say, around 15 pieces, large, some of the paintings, very large, lovely landscapes in that exhibit.
Talk a little bit about Project 562 and Portraits of Native America Now, and also other, because you have another American Indian exhibit as well.
We do. This is one of my favorite exhibits this year. Project 562 refers to the fact that there were 562 Native American tribes recognized by the federal government when the artist embarked on her project. Her name is Matika Wilbur, and she has continued this project for several years, and since there are now more federally recognized tribes. But she has traveled the country to photograph Native Americans living today. So there are people that are laboratory scientists. There are people that are still upholding the traditions of their tribes. It runs the gamut of contemporary Native life. And yes, we do have a very important Native American collection housed permanently at the Fenimore Art Museum. It's the Eugene and Claire Thaw Collection of American Indian Art.
And this is something, obviously, that you've done in the past. You have a, that's part of your mission, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Native American art is very important to what we do.
And contemporary in particular.
Contemporary Native American
arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then let us talk about Toulouse-Lautrec. You mentioned a little bit of how that show came to be, but what ultimately people will experience.
If you try and imagine Paris, Belle Epoque Paris, the turn of the 19th century, you're going to have in your head an image probably informed by Toulouse-Lautrec's posters for the cafes and the nightlife of Paris. And what you're going to see are those posters, those lithographs, the drawings that he made while he was sitting at the tables in the cafes. They're wonderful pieces that really highlight his career and give a sense of who he was and how he worked.
You also incorporate Whistler. How did that exhibit come to be, and what exactly are you looking at?
James Abbott McNeil Whistler is an artist that we've been interested in exhibiting for several years. And our president, Paul D'Ambrosio, caught wind of an exhibit that was traveling from the Speed Art Museum. And it was comprised of lithographs, lithotints. And we decided to exhibit that. And then we supplemented that with additional artwork from the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute and some other private lenders. And that exhibit explores Whistler's works from about 1850 to about 1880. These are all very intimate works that we liken to chamber music. They're meant to be seen up close, meant to be seen in private, small venues. And they really give an insight into his personal life, because a lot of the works show his family and patrons.
So when it comes to the, because we think, of course, Whistler's mother, that is a, so having seen that at the Clark last year, the one thing that struck me was just the enormity of that piece. Are they all that big?
Oh, gosh, no. That is by far the largest piece.
Okay.
No, the pieces that we have at Fenimore this summer are roughly 8 by 10 to about 11 by 17. And like I said, they're very intimate pieces.
Beautiful, beautiful pieces.
Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. There's models that he sketched in his studio. There's fruit sellers on the streets of Paris. There's dock workers on the Thames, you name it. They're intimate views into working life as well as family life.
I think we mentioned just about everything with the exception of Shakespeare illustrations.
Yeah.
Oh, and those are lots of fun. Canadian artist Scott McCowan is an illustrator, and he illustrates four different Shakespearean theater companies around the country and around Canada. So we've got his scratchboard illustrations, which are meticulously created and cleverly done, and the posters that were made from them for different Shakespearean productions. So they're definitely a must-see. They're lovely.
Seems really fun.
It's very fun.
Very cool. Yeah. You have such a beautiful space mm-hmm. there, and there's such a wonderful, it seems very adaptable, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You can do a lot with the space.
Absolutely. Different types of exhibitions, different programming. We have one of our special programs is character tours, where we have a first-person interpreter in our galleries, for example, pretending to be James Abbott McNeill Whistler, and that person brings our visitors through that gallery acting as Whistler. So it's in first person saying, I painted this, and I went here, and I did that.
When you also, when you look at the season as a whole, mm-hmm. you would also do a lot of programming
yes.
as well. Do you want to go over some of the highlights of those programs?
Sure. In addition to those character tours, we have weekly Food for Thought, which is a lunch and learn. And for example, Chris and I will lead these. There's a group of about between 30 and 40 people that come and dine with us, and then we bring them through each exhibit. We also have a new amphitheater on our back lawn, which overlooks Otsego Lake, and we have performances there ranging from sometimes we have Shakespeare productions. This year we are producing The Crucible, and we have jazz concerts. That space is also, of course, available for rentals for weddings.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, beautiful place there.
It's gorgeous.
Might as well make
yes,
it us.
That's right.
Gorgeous.
And other programs? Is that it? Pretty much it.
Kids camps, summer art camps, and we also have a program called Art by the Lake, which is a big landscape painting extravaganza and art show, and that's at the beginning of August, all of which, of course, you can find on the website. So lots of great things, good ways to spend your summer.
FenimoreArtMuseum.org, FenimoreArtMuseum.org. Talk about, just for a moment, the affiliation that you have with the Farmers Museum right across the street.
Sure. We are sister institutions. We work for both of those museums. And at the Farmers Museum, people can experience farm, village, and rural life in the 19th century. You can see and interact with animals ranging from chickens to pigs and cows and sheep and draft horses, and you can learn how to make brooms. You can participate in the activities at the blacksmith shop, which is always a favorite amongst all ages.
Mm-hmm. So cool. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Carousel.
The carousel.
Oh, don't forget the carousel.
This is the 10th anniversary of the Empire State Carousel at the Farmers Museum. It's great fun.
Is it really the 10th anniversary?
I can't believe it either. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for Jerry and putting that
yes.
whole thing together.
Jerry Holzman is fantastic.
He is. He's a neighbor and a dear friend and a good and just a beautiful project that he put
yes.
together.
Yeah. He wrote an article for this year's edition of our members' magazine, Heritage, describing celebrating the 10th anniversary, but describing all of the people, the humans that went into that made the carousel. So it's a very personal touch if people want to read that before they come ride on the carousel.
Pick their favorite animal
yep.
to take
yes.
a ride
yep.
on.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been on the show many times, and he referred to it as a museum that you can ride.
That's
it
right.
Is, it
yeah.
is.
And that it's just such a spectacular piece
mm-hmm.
of work.
It is. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Yeah. So in your mind, people come in and enjoy both. I mean, there's time
yeah.
to do all
yes.
of these things.
Yes, we do have two-way tickets that are discounted, so people
yeah.
can go to both in one day, and it's totally easy to do in one day from Albany.
Yes, and
yeah.
you're right across the street.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, you just walk across the street.
Literally
yeah.
across the street.
Well, the Fenimore Art Museum curators Michelle Murdoch and Chris Rossi are here. They've been telling us all about the fabulous exhibits and programs happening at the Fenimore Art Museum this summer season and into the fall. You're open till the end of the year, right?
Yes, we're open through December 31st.
Excellent. So you can find out more and plan your trip by going to FenimoreArtMuseum.org, FenimoreArtMuseum.org. For more information. Michelle and Chris, it's always a pleasure to see you. Have a beautiful summer season, and thank you so much for sharing with us this
morning.
Thanks
for having us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.